My dear brother, to see so much I rue my sight that views the evident spectacle of a seduced king, abusing counsel, and wry-guided kingdom. My love to your good and hate of your ruin breeds my heedful regard of your surest safety. If I neglected you, I could wink at your worst, and yet withstand my enemy's drifts. But be you persuaded by beguilers, I will advise you void of all guile, and will not stick to tell you that if you tread the path you go in, I will pray for you, but leave you to your harms. I doubt whether shame or sorrow have had the upper hand when I read your last lines to me. Who of judgment that deemed me not simple could suppose that any answers you have writ me should satisfy, nay, enter into the opinion of one not void of senses, leaving out the fifth? Those of whom you have had so evident proof by their actual rebellion in the field, you preserve, whose offers you knew then so large to foreign princes. And now, at last, when plainest of all was taken about the carrier himself, confessing all afore many commissioners and diverse counsellors, because you slacked the time till he was escaped, and now must seem deny it, though all men knew it, therefore forsooth no jury can be found for them. May this blind me that knows what a king's office were to do. Abuse not yourself so far. Indeed, when a weak bowing and a slack seat in government shall appear, then bold spirits will stir the stern and guide the ship to greatest wreck, and will take heart to supply the failure. Assure yourself no greater peril can ever befall you, nor any king else, than to take for payment evil accompts, for they deride such and make their prey of their neglect. There is no prince alive but if he show fear or yielding, but he shall have tutors enough though he be out of minority. And when I remember what sore punishment these so lewd traitors shall have, then I read again, lest I at first mistook your mind. But when the reviewing granted my lecture true, Lord, what wonder grew in me that you should correct them with benefits, who deserve much severer correction? Could you please them more than save their lives and make them shun the place they hate, where they are sure their just-deserved haters dwell, and yet enjoy as much their honours and livelihoods as if for sporting travel they were licensed to visit other countries? Call you this a banishment, to be rid from whom they fear, and go to such they love? Now, when my eyes read more, then smiled I to see how childish, foolish, and witless an excuse the best other three made you, turning their treason's bills to artifices' reckonings, with item for many expenses, and lacked but one billet which they best deserved, an item for so much the cord, whose office they best merited. It is possible that you can swallow the taste of so bitter a drug more meet to purge you of them than worthy for your kingly acceptance. I never heard a more deriding scorn and vow that if but this alone, if I were you, they should learn a short lesson. The best that I commend in your letters is that I see your judgment too good to affirm a truth of their speech, but that allow they so say. Howbeit, I muse, how you can want a law to such as whose denial it were ever could serve to save their lives, whose treasons are so plain as the messenger who would, for his own sake, not devise it, if for truth's cause he had it not in his charge. For who should ever be tried false if his own denial might save his life? In princes' causes many circumstances yield a sufficient plea for such a king as will have it known, and ministers they shall lack none that will not themselves gainsay it. Leave off such cloaks, therefore, I pray you. They will be found too thin to save you from wetting. For your own sake, play the king, and let your subjects see you respect yourself, and never to hide or to suffer danger and dishonour. And that you may know my opinion, judgment, and advice, I have chosen this noble man, whom I know wise, religious, and honest, to whom I pray you give full credit, as if myself were with you, and bear with all my plainness, whose affection, if it were not more worth than so oft not followed, I would not have gone so far, but blame my love if it exceeds any limits. Beseeching God to bless you from the advisers of them that more prize themselves than care for you, to whom I wish many years of reign, your most assured loving sister and cousin, Elizabeth.